So every job has its perks, right? Little things you get for free. For us, it's CDs and concert tickets that we can't eat when we're fired. but they're still cool to get.
Right.
Not CDs so much anymore, but the concert ticket part.
Right.
One of the things that we would have that we've never allowed anyone to use is our airtime to get stuff for ourselves. In fact, there's a law against that if you don't disclose it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just give a mention to somebody, you know, and they paid for your dinner and you don't say I'm doing this mention because they paid for my dinner.
Right.
It's illegal.
Or if you buy a bar and talk about it incessantly without paying an advertiser.
Right.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Can't do that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that.
And if that bar burns to the ground after a year of unsuccessful business.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter.
To get the insurance.
Fully insured.
To collect the insurance.
Out the butt.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the 10-second mention challenge.
Right.
Where everybody on the show but me gets to use 10 seconds of airtime for whatever they want to get whatever they can for themselves.
Yes.
And JC, I've been told we are starting with you.
Are you ready?
For this 10 seconds of airtime. Now, are you giving the 10 seconds of airtime now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 10 seconds.
I made a nice little 10-second spot.
Okay.
I wrote it out.
So you're going to do the spot first and then tell us what you got for it or what?
Yeah, we could do that. And I got my person on the phone.
All right.
So you could verify that I did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is JC's cheap, self-serving 10-second mention.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
If you're feeling down and need a lift, hit up the only doctor I trust my girl with. Dr. Robert Schwartz, plastic surgeon, rsplastic.com. You've heard the rest. Now get his breasts.
No way.
You're getting Kenzie a boob job.
You got Kenzie a boob job. You got Kenzie a free boob job for a 10-second mention.
Good job, bro.
Oh, my God.
Good job, bro.
Her only regret is she's already in San Diego before the wedding.
She will be receiving that in exchange of my 10-second spot, yes.
Well played.
We actually have the doctor on the phone if you want to verify this.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Before I put him on, I want to ask you, why do you hate her natural breast?
I don't.
Well, apparently you do.
I do not. Here's
apparently, she's out of town. It's all good.
Kenzie has been so depressed lately because her friends have been talking about her boobs. Ask Kelly.
How natural they are?
She has talked to Kelly about this. She's really depressed. And I was thinking about what can I get myself? And I was just going to try to get myself some free salmon twice a week from this restaurant down the street.
Free salmon. See, you don't think big enough. That's big. That's big thinking.
Yeah.
So on the line now is Dr.
Robert Schwartz.
Hello, Dr. Schwartz.
Good morning.
Just putting you on to verify, and ingeniously, you get more airtime this way.
Right.
But just putting you on to verify that for that 10-second mention, you are giving JC's fiance, Kenzie,
breast augmentation. She'll be receiving it, yes.
And I'm flattered that I was chosen over salmon.
Line of the morning.
Yes.
There it is. Good job,
Doc. Leave it to the doctor to be the funny one.
Good job, Doc.
And he's got a great reputation.
He does. I saw his pictures of his work, and it's
he's a good
unbelievable.
Really? Can I see some pictures of your work?
Yeah,
Doc?
Yeah.
So Kenzie's out of town planning the wedding, and you're looking at boobs online.
Well, when you go to plastic surgeon websites, they have their work on their side. So
are you going to let Kenzie decide the size?
Huh?
Yeah, we'll decide.
No. What you do is you pull Dr. Schwartz aside.
Gosh,
and you go,
no.
Yeah,
so I put 20.
How much for one more cup?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you do.
You guys are terrible.
And then afterwards, you go, what? Why?
Yeah.
Degrading.
Dr. Schwartz, how many breast augmentations have you performed in your doctor life?
Oh gosh. I guess somewhere between about 1,500 and 2,000.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I like that.
You just stop counting after a while.
Yeah.
4,000 boobs.
Say, it's a living.
Do you still remember your first set of boobs?
Save that.
what are you asking exactly?
Do you still remember the first time?
Yeah.
Yes and no, yeah.
Is that like right and left, yes and no?
I'd be hard-pressed to remember who the first person I actually did the surgery on was.
Here's my question. Did she know she was your first?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
That's something I've always made a point of. Because, you know, when you're in plastic surgery, all the time there's new procedures, there's new techniques. I always tell people when we're doing something for the first time.
Oh, yeah, see that.
I would want to know.
I could see going to, like, a barber college to get a haircut or whatever. Yeah. But I don't want to be the first breast
time.
Augmentation.
Oh, well, they're doing something new now where you can take fat from your own body and put them in your boobs. Unfortunately, Kenzie doesn't have any fat to shift.
No,
oh, yeah.
I got
eats.
Some.
Yeah.
The Al can
donate. Why don't we implant Al into Kenzie?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do the regular ones.
That's the only way you do it.
Yeah, we'll do the regular
ones. Well, Dr. Schwartz, very generous of you, and I hope this airtime justifies the thousands of dollars that will cost.
I'm glad to do it.
Dr.
Robert Schwartz.
To his website, that's what.
rsplastic.com.
Yeah. rsplastic.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wow, JC brought it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That is enormous.
And for me to be able to get
not yet, but they will be.
And don't you for a second think that we will say that you're being selfless here, because everybody knows.
What? I was giving it to somebody else.
Gets the breast, but you get the
Yeah.
You reap the benefits.
Does she know yet? Have you told her?
Yeah, I told her. Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, I have to ask her, and she was so excited.
Yeah.
She is so excited.
Instead of shoes, she's going to be saying boobs.
Because she said right before I called her, she was talking to her friend Leah, and her friend was like, "Kinsey, your boobs got so small." I don't know why girls do that. I don't know why girls do that.
So mean.
I just worry that when it goes poorly, you know, and one's like twice the size of the other, and he goes, "Hey, it was a 10
that's
second
not gonna
mention.
Go.
It was a 10 second mention. Shut up.
What do you want from me?
Here, have a salmon and shut
up. I usually spend a little more time with the cash paying customers.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
What if he turns around and does a 10 second breast job?
He's done nothing but good.
All right.
Oh,
with his boobs.
But at the end of the day, you can't feel that bad if it goes, you know, it's 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
No, you at least can tip him.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah. He'll be on here every day calling in.
Yeah, right. Which she will be calling in about 20 minutes.
So. Yeah.
Gonna be huge.
Who's next?
Psycho Shannon.
Oh, man.
She should be on hold.
So far I'm winning.
She's not on hold.
You might win with that.
So far I'm winning.
Shannon not on hold? Oh, there she is. Oh, right way up there. Hi, Shannon.
Okay, real quick, does it diminish JC's value any if I tell you that doctor has offered me plastic surgery before?
No,
free?
It does not, and that's a complete lie.
Because what? I called him on my own and made my own
contact.
He
really
contact.
Did, years back, because he did a job for a friend of mine.
All right.
Well, anyway. Good for your friend. I'm happy for her.
But who knows if that would have been only 10 seconds, though, Shannon.
Right.
You know, probably would have wanted you to talk about it for months. JC got it in 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Good job, JC.
So what are you bringing?
All right.
What
you
bringing to the party?
I've got a little jingle. You ready?
Okay, again, this is every member of the show.
Except Kid.
Except me. Getting 10 seconds to promote whatever they want and then getting something in return huge for it. All right, Shannon, 10-second jingle, go.
All right. If you want me to come and play some rap, go and pay 360 raps to put a sticker on your car. It's a tax write-off that goes so far. 360raps.com. Yeah.
360 raps.
She's getting her car wrapped.
She's getting her car wrapped.
You're getting your car wrapped.
I'm getting an entire business startup package, including a car wrap, including a logo, including a website, business cards, everything that I need to get my DJ business started and profitable.
What makes you think that I would want to put you on the radio talking to you when you're driving around with a car wrapped with another advertiser?
No, it's her. Right. It's her.
It's advertising her DJ business.
As a DJ.
Yeah, it's going to be pictures of me and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay, so it's not going to be like Pennzoil.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good for you.
Her rolling cubicle will be actually advertising Shannon.
Now, Shannon, I wouldn't say this if you hadn't just tried to put JC on Front Street, but didn't that company come and offer to wrap all of our cars for free?
Yeah, they offered me.
Well, that's because I've been talking to them, and they, after talking to Tommy,
okay,
the
I think I'll get one,
place,
too, then.
Because they didn't even ask for a 10-second spot. They just said they wanted to do it for free for us.
You said it's a tax write-off?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because your car is an infinite advertisement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, my...
Oh, no.
That really was an accident. Because I wanted to put Tommy on from 360 Rapping.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, very nice of you to... Didn't you offer to do it for everybody on the show?
Well, we came up there on Friday to watch the show.
Yeah. And then you offered even the listeners, you offered them free.
This is great.
So Shannon
good to
have
see
to
Shannon
far.
Put so much thought into this that she decided Friday...
Right.
By a fan that came to watch the show.
But Tommy's
what
got
she
good
got.
Work.
Yeah.
No, she got. Work. Actually, we've been talking with Shannon for a couple of weeks.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
And we heard the bit about her DJ business and about how she's trying to get started with that. And then we decided we'd help her out and help her promote her DJ business on her car.
Nice.
And maybe she can get some money to buy some good speakers and whatnot.
Yeah,
cool.
Can,
you're a good guy,
Tommy. If I just wanted my car wrapped with something that I made, okay, what does it cost to do that if I wanted to do it?
90% of what we do is for businesses, but it's About $3,000 to $4,000
a day. Whoa. So it doesn't cost you as the person doing it. It costs the company that's advertising on
the car.
Yeah,
of course, Kelly. Yeah.
Right.
Well, most of the people that we wrap their vehicles for, they own the business that they're advertising.
Typically, okay. Typically a multi-level marketing business.
3 years.
I found.
So it's pretty affordable compared to, you know, billboards and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a rolling billboard.
I lost weight. Yeah. Ask me how.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
all right.
You can...
Okay,
can...
that's enough. That's enough, Tommy.
Tommy, Tommy, don't be mean.
Tommy, that's plenty.
You're getting more than boob guy.
We paid for that.
Yeah,
all right.
You're getting more than
okay,
boob guy.
Okay, so what's the website, Tommy?
360wraps.com.
Is that WRAPS?
360WRAPS.com.
Gotcha. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank
appreciate
you, Tommy.
It.
Thank you, Tommy.
And sorry to Shannon for cutting her off there.
It's an accident.
Really?
Okay.
All right, next up, Big Al. Let's see what Big Al was able to get with the 10 seconds of airtime that I allowed him to give away.
Need a Ford Ranger? Call Jimmy Granger.
No, no way.
Jimmy Granger at Jimmy Granger Ford in Stonewall, Louisiana. No, no matter what type of Ford you need,
Louisiana.
JimmyGrangerFord.com has it. Even
yeah,
if you're
you
in a manger.
Louisiana?
All right.
Huh?
What?
You got a car.
What did Jimmy Granger give you?
He gave me access to his Learjet. To
fly
to Shreveport and spend a day gambling and fly back on his Learjet.
Oh, that's cool. Isn't his last name Granger, though?
Is that advertising the...
Wow.
I think it's Granger.
What, Kelly? What's wrong with that?
I thought you had to get the product they were selling.
Why?
I just thought that was...
No.
I don't even think I'll pronounce the name
that's a genius.
The right way.
Al hates Fords. He says that over and over.
Dude, I have a Ford. What are you talking about? I just didn't get it from him.
JC hates Kinsey's natural breasts.
I do not hate
So is he giving you money to gamble?
No, he's not giving me money to gamble, no.
But you're going to be fine, like on a Lear 50 or a Lear 60.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get to take anyone?
Yeah, I could take.
Can
up
I
to
come
like
with you?
Six people.
We're running.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
we're
no.
Wow.
We're going.
No.
Al, don't act like you got a girl to take.
Unless my girl getting some boobs.
Huh?
This is
I just
great.
I thought that you were supposed to get something that you were actually advertising.
Oh, we can.
I just, you know,
we can
what
all
I mean?
Go.
This is awesome though, because it shows what you guys, how hard you will work. For yourself. It's awesome. You know? Because never again can I have that standard with, which would be, you know, they can't do it. They're not doing it because they can't.
Right.
Now I know you can, you just won't.
Right.
Yeah. In exchange for free advertisement, people will do a lot, kid.
Well,
are you going to say in the future we can offer free advertisement in exchange?
A 10-second mention for a Learjet? I'd take that tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Way to go. So that's right around, from my knowledge of it, round trip from where Al's going and back, I'd say that's right around 3,000 as well.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, ask him how much it's worth.
I have no idea.
I mean, they'll jack it up, but we could rent a plane to do that for about $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But the experience of doing that in a private jet.
Amazing.
Oh, it's so
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And sharing it with your friends.
Yeah.
All right.
You have friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a few.
Yeah.
So, we can go as a group.
So this is the 10-second mention challenge.
And it is Granger, yeah.
Okay.
Each cast member giving away.
Might want to get that pug name right.
Well, Granger.
I was working with the rhyme. I was trying Ranger.
I thought he said Ranger.
Manger. You know, it's not
each cast member has 10 seconds of airtime to barter with whomever they want to get whatever they can.
Uh-huh.
So we've heard JC actually got breast augmentation for free for Kenzie.
Yep.
Shannon got her entire vehicle wrapped for free to promote her DJ business. Big Al got a Learjet to a casino and back for him and five of his friends. And now it's time to go to Jenna and see what she was able to do.
A little different.
The newest member of the show.
I'm ready for my spot?
How you feeling?
She has less juice than anybody here.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
Mine's different. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, my spot.
Okay.
Elizabeth Arden Red Door Spa and Salon is a soothing oasis where exceptional service meets unrivaled luxury. Since beauty comes from within, Elizabeth Arden emphasizes harmony and inner peace. The Red Door is the key to lasting serenity.
Boom.
The Red Door Salon.
So it sounds
Elizabeth
like
Arden Red Door.
Okay.
So it sounds like
so you're
I'm talking
a free
about spa
treatment.
You guys, I felt that I would get more satisfaction out of giving back to everyone with this opportunity for this club.
Jenna,
I really wanted to carry on the work I've been doing with my charity, the Glamour Squad, where I help out the girls in the hospital. And Elizabeth Arden Red Door Salon and Spa has graciously donated $100 spa services for every girl and mother that I've met through the program so far and that I will
How
meet.
How many is that?
And that I will meet for the rest
of
the year.
Oh, my God, so no limit.
Yeah, for the rest of the year. Yeah.
Wow.
So
we
have about 10 to 15 girls each time, so depending on who wants
like
to do it.
So that's like 30 spa treatments for $100, and then maybe another, if you do it two more times, another 30, that's 60 at $100.
I think we're looking at, probably 50 or 60 at $100 each. And then, since you guys are so wonderful, I was able to get
Jenna.
Each of you the spa service of your choice for free as well, whatever you
want. Wow.
Like me, Jenna thought of somebody else.
Yeah, JC, you didn't get me a boob.
No, not me either.
You guys get to see Kinsey and hang out with her.
Oh, great.
So in terms of value, you can't really put a price on selflessness.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't.
I love how ruthless she plays this game. It is time for Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, Kelly.
I need to have my security brought in for this.
He's in.
He's there.
Into my room.
Oh, okay. To protect you. From what?
Us?
She's going to have like $100,000.
You do the commercial first?
Sure.
All right. You need music or anything? You're good.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
All right. Go ahead.
Deboulle. D-E-B-O-U-L-L-E.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I almost called him.
Shut up.
I almost called him.
Oh, my God.
Alpinus Deboulle would love to just have you stop in and visit. Share a cappuccino. They serve them fresh every day while you peruse the fine selection of watches and jewelry and estate pieces. In fact, if you have an estate piece you're willing to part with, they accept those, too, and can buy your precious
time piece.
Dennis.
I'll turn your mic off if you don't stop.
Well, what?
10 seconds.
Deboulle, located on Preston Road in Dallas, 2 blocks south of Lover's Lane.
Right next to Granger Ranger. Don't miss it.
Now, we had to bring in security for obvious reasons.
Oh, my God.
What do you got there in a manila envelope?
It's not manila. It's the lovely Deboulle box.
Oh, wow.
And their famous yellow.
Oh, Dennis.
Is that CZ?
No, I bet not.
Oh, she has a big box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and a box inside.
Why am I thinking of the Academy Awards right now?
You should be.
It's a huge box.
Okay.
I'm almost trembling.
If you're watching Kid TV, you can see these prizes close up.
This place sells the nicest stuff.
Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, my God.
This would be $500,000. It's a platinum
ruby. What a dumbass he is.
I'll wear it, too. I wore a nice dress so I could wear it.
$500,000?
You're going to wear it. You're going to wear a $500,000 bracelet.
No, it's a necklace.
It's a necklace.
Are you lying to us about that?
No, that's
a $500,000.
I've got the cards here. It's platinum and ruby, 5-strand bib-style necklace with over 166 carats of oval rubies.
Whoa. Did he give this to you?
No.
Okay, then what did you get?
I have the for a year, I can borrow, which is what celebrities do for the red carpet.
Anything he has in the store.
Up to, he said if $1 million wasn't enough to beat everybody, he would go up to $3 million.
Oh, I love that man.
You know how many boobs that is?
Put this on.
That's a lot of boobs.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Just think, Kelly.
I'm getting it put on right now.
Think how many spa treatments for the mothers of sick children you could get.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's 5 strands, bib style, over 166 carats of oval rubies and over 30 carats of alternating round diamonds.
Wow.
And that's $500,000 on my neck.
That is gorgeous.
And I now, so now I have $2.5 million.
And 2,500 below it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
He says
How long do you get to keep it?
Well, if I borrow it for special events, if I wear something like this, I have to have a security guard go with me as my escort.
Wow. Anything. Isn't that a dead giveaway that we should cut off your head and steal your necklace?
Not if the guy with the gun's next to me.
Man, I would hate to think
scared.
The 10-second challenge resulted in your decapitation. That would be awful.
Now I just need a sugar daddy so this can be mine.
Mm. A sugar daddy.
This is the way celebrities do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
They borrow the things.
Very creative, Kelly. Very creative.
I figured if I got something to keep, that people would be mad at me.
I love that.
I'm like, it's okay to borrow it. That's, you know, then they can just live vicariously through me.
Right. Because Kinsey has to give the boobs back by Christmas.
Oh, man.
Well done.